It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He goes by many names. Carrington, Charger Dot, Champion Dot. But now, it's time for him to ruin your day with the name that fits him best. Contrarian Dot.
Bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
All right. You guys know that this show, it's not built to just be happy all the time. I know that you guys just want me to just give you stats about how Travis Kelce's the greatest and how Patrick Mahomes is the best and how the Royals are going to win every single game. I don't want to do that. Sometimes I got to complain because that is the foundation of sports talk radio. It makes me happy. I love to be a hater sometimes. I really do. It warms my soul. I'm going to give you 3 things today, and then I'll go back to being positive. We got Jacob Milham coming up in just a bit. Mitch Holtis will be on the show. I'll go back to my usual cheerful self, but let me get back in my bag a little bit. This is the first analogy I'll make for today's show. Some of you get on social media and you talk about how much you love Wendy's from back in the day. Man, that yellow box Wendy's was the best. Or maybe you love the Pizza Hut buffet. You remember that? The little red cups your mom would take you, your grandparents would take you, and man, you just loved going to the Pizza Hut buffet. If you're my age, you have 90s nostalgia. Everything was better in the 90s. No, you were just a kid. So it was new to you. Of course you loved Wendy's and fast food pizza when you were 9 years old. It's the same pizza now. You're 40. You've now gone around the world and the country and eaten all these other places. So that's why your taste buds have changed, because you're a different person. I give you that analogy because there is something that we used to love in the 90s, but I'm just not sure it hits the same. Exhibit A.
Hit to short. Whip gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit, couldn't beat it out at the other end, turns into a double play.
Bob Costas is maybe the greatest sports broadcaster ever. He's in that conversation. John Madden, Howard Cosell, Bob Costas, Vin Scully. I mean, people that do this for a living at the absolute highest of levels. Bob Costas is in that conversation. Bob Costas is cooked, my friends. He's cooked. I'm sorry, he's bad. I say that with the utmost respect for Bob Costas and everything that he accomplished. The reason people love NBA on NBC so much is because of Bob Costas. It's almost unlistenable. And Rob, you know, I'm not really complaining about the announcer guy. I'm really not, for the most part. It is noticeable how bad it is during the broadcast. I know that some of you guys hate Joe Buck for various different reasons. Joe Buck is light years better at baseball games at this point than Bob Costas was. Bob Costas was great in 1995. He really was. Bob Costas was great in 2003. 2024, Bob Costas? No, thank you. You can't do it. No, I can't do it with Bob Costas. I'm sorry. This might have to be a mute the TV situation for me. Maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. 913-586-7965. He sounded disappointed that Stanton hit into a double play yesterday. I thought that was the local broadcast, not the national one. He did that another time. He talked about how the Yankees pitcher Rodon, how he had no hit stuff. He gave up a hit in the same at bat. Bob Costas has been bad. He's been bad. It's okay. All things have an end. You know what I don't want anymore? I don't want a brand new Ludacris album. I'm okay. I don't want any new songs from Nelly. You were really great when you were hot, when you were on top. I don't need any more of your music. That's kind of how I feel about Bob Costas. Bob, go back to the Olympics. You're great on the Olympics. If you want to sit in the booth and tell me about the javelin, oh my goodness, I could listen to it. If you want to do the track and field, please, please stay away from baseball. Don't do it again. I can't do it anymore. No, I can't do it. This is where I get all my complaints out for the day, maybe for the rest of the week, and I promise you I'll be positive the rest of the way. Complaint number two, Brett Veach, I know you're probably off enjoying your bye week. I know you are. And I hope you enjoy your bye week. You've earned it. Your team is 5-0. You guys are the best team in the league. You have managed the injuries in this roster exceptionally well. I just want you, before you leave, because you might still be in Kansas City, and I know you guys have people monitoring this show. That is not an opinion. That is a fact. I know. So whoever job it is over at Chiefs PR to listen to the show, I want you to pass this message along to Brett Veach. Please get Sky Moore away from us. Please get Sky Moore away from us. Did you guys know that Sky Moore was the only Chiefs wide receiver yesterday to not run a route and still had a drop yesterday? You know how hard that is? I'm serious. Do you know how difficult it is to struggle catching the ball in a day in which you did not run a route? That happened yesterday for Sky Moore. Now, I understand. I get it. I really do get it. At some point, you have had to wear something that your wife got you as a gift, and you were wearing it solely because she got it for you, and you don't want to cause any waves. You don't want her to be mad. You don't want her to be upset, but you hate that tie. You hate it. So you wear it for a couple of times, and then magically, it gets lost. I want Sky Moore to be that tie. I want him to magically get lost off the team. Please, he doesn't have a role on this team. He doesn't help you on offense. He doesn't help you on special teams. He is a negative for this team. He's not even a neutral. He's a negative for this team. A negative. I'm not going to complain about too much. I just got to get this one segment out of my heart. I got to get my thoughts on Bob Costas. Bob, you were the absolute best. My brother, you're done. Sky Moore, please go away. That's all I want. I don't want anything else with this Chiefs team. I really don't. I won't complain about another thing with the Chiefs the rest of the season. I'll apologize for other stances, even if I'm not sorry. I don't want to see you put Sky Moore out there again. In the last 2 weeks, he dropped the third down, and you tried to put him on kickoffs. Like, man, how bad could you possibly mess this up? He almost messed that up, too, yesterday. That's all I got. I have more things to complain about, Rob, but you know what? Keeping it at two, that feels fair to me. I gave you one Chiefs complaint and one Royals complaint on the rest of the day. We can get back to positive things, talking about the Chiefs being 5-0 and the Royals being 1-1 heading back to Kauffman Stadium. There are a lot of good things to talk about. I couldn't hold my Bob Costas thoughts. I couldn't hold them for any longer. I'm telling you, he's bad.
I don't understand, and you're right, maybe it's just 90s nostalgia, but for a guy that we all consider one of the best broadcasters in the industry, how is he so bad at this? Like, there are other broadcasters who are like, I think he's okay. Or, you know, people have varying opinions. Bob Costas is held in the highest regard. And that entire game, it seemed like he must have been watching the game for FanDuel, because every time the Royals did something good, it was like ho-hum. Then the Yankees had a pop fly, and it was like, go, get out, get go, 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 go. I mean, it was more homer calls than John Sterling. What was going on?
It was bad. No, it was bad. It really was bad yesterday. I'm sorry. It's bad. It's bad. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I agree with everything you're saying, but not Pizza Hut. It's just, it's not the same. I'm telling you, Pizza Hut is the same. You're just 42 years old now. Pizza Hut's the same. Wendy's is the same. You just have fond memories of it because you were 11 years old and your parents would take you and they would let you eat all the breadsticks and cinnamon rolls. It's the same. Bob Costas is probably the same. He still sounds the same. He's still sharp. He still has the story. He still has the stats. It does not sound good anymore. I want to remember Bob up there with the legends, with the greats. That's how I want to remember him. Now he's like one of those wrestlers that, bro, retire. I don't want to watch The Undertaker wrestle anymore. You're too old to be wrestling. I want you to sit back and be Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't want to see you be Sting trying to wrestle in ECW. Stop. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, Bob Costas is as bad as Red Lobster. All right, that's what gets you blocked on this show. Come on, see what I mean? We were bonding together, and now you take it one step too far. You guys do that every time.
Two things that are nearly broke. Bob Costas, Red Lobster.
You guys do that every time. I'm sick of it. There's no reason to do this. Can I get out one more complaint before we get out of here?
Yeah, like a minute left in the segment. Fire away.
The refs are not picking on Juwan Taylor. He's just going to commit penalties. It's that simple. I don't even know if that's a complaint more than just an observation. I know for about a month there, y'all was real, man, the refs just keep picking on him. It's not fair. They are not picking on Juwan Taylor. He just be moving early, real early, like often. He moves earlier than any offensive lineman in the league. He does that routinely. They are not picking on Juwan Taylor. He's got a problem is what he has. He has an absolute problem. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get back to very positive things. Jacob Milham is going to join us with Kings of Kauffman. We are going to continue to get you ready for the Royals' return to Kansas. It's been a while since the Royals have been to Kansas City. They got game 3 tomorrow. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of our new friends of the show, Jacob Milham. He is on the show. He does great work with Kings of Kauffman. I told you guys that he will be on the show every single week until baseball season is over. Well, you know what, man? Baseball season might be lasting a couple more weeks. Jacob, how you doing today, my man?
I am doing all right. I'm happy that I'm still here on the show because that means what we all want to happen is true. The Kansas City Royals are still playing some ball, baby.
Jacob, let's just start with this. I kind of want to recap these first two games before we move forward for the next two games. How would you describe the first two games? Two very different games. These two teams maybe feel a little bit more even than the paper would suggest.
And I think that's the point that has been validated that Kansas City Royals fans believed in, but maybe not baseball fans at large believed in. This opening to the series did not feel like a David versus Goliath matchup. Okay, this felt like two heavyweights going at it in the ring. That's how the first game felt, even though it didn't go the Kansas City Royals' way. It still had that feeling. And then, you know, yesterday, the Royals come out on top, but it was still a very competitive game. And I just have to feel very optimistic about the Royals right now because they're not shying away from the big, bad New York Yankees, okay? They are rising to the occasion, even if the players that we expect to be doing better aren't doing as great as we thought.
What has happened so far in this series that has gone exactly how you expected it to go? What in this series has gone maybe opposite? And if you can, let's at least remove the fact that Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't have a hit here. Let's talk about him separately, because that is the thing that has stood out. He has never gone 0-for-5 in back-to-back games. He has done that so far in the first two games of the series. What else outside of that has maybe caught you by surprise in the first 18 innings of this series?
I would say, I have to say the base running coming back, right? Because this is, Burns talked about it, I don't know how many times, about that is one of the strengths of this team, right? But it got a little quiet there as the season wound down. And now you have guys really just manufacturing runs on the base pass. Michael Garcia already having 3 stolen bases. Tommy Pham, I mean, he probably doesn't come around to score unless he steals second, ahead of Garrett Hampson driving him in last night. So I think that has exceeded my expectations, at least. And I really don't want to draw conclusions on the bullpen yet, because they had the first game was not great. But last night, it was much better. That was much more of what we expected and what we saw against the Baltimore Orioles. Even if it wasn't perfect, it was still very, very good. And I mean, just the starting pitching. I know Cole Reagans wasn't great last night. He was pretty erratic, one of his more erratic starts in 2024. But at the end of the day, go look at the box score. He only allowed 1 run in his 4 innings of work, and that is just fine by me. So it hasn't been perfect, but at the end of the day, the Kansas City Royals are basically coming to Kauffman Stadium in a best-of-3 series. I think that is a very, very good spot to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that yesterday the Royals played their formula. If the Royals are going to play a lot of 7-5, 8-5 games, I think the advantage is going to be with the other team. Most of the remaining teams just have more firepower up and down their lineup than what the Royals have. But yesterday felt like the Royals kind of getting back to what they are. They took advantage in 1 half inning. They got great starting pitching, and their bullpen held on the rest of the way. That's how this team is going to be able to pull off this upset and continue a deeper run by continuing to do what they did. I mean, that was basically the same formula that we saw against the Orioles as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about this last night following the game. This was saw earlier on in the season from the Kansas City Royals. Okay. It was a good performance at the plate for the batters, but not a resounding number of runs on the scoreboard. You know, 4 runs is above average, sure, but not by a whole lot. But the pitching, once again, is what kept them in the driver's seat. And I said last night was competitive. It was. But if you go back and rewatch it, you see that the Kansas City Royals were in the driver's seat for much of this game, thanks to that 4-run inning. So it's maybe they got settled back down. I don't know. I don't think that they're scared playing in Yankee Stadium. I really don't. But I am very hopeful about what a return to Kauffman Stadium means for these guys.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Jacob Milham, going through the American League Divisional Series. Jacob, am I oversimplifying this? But it feels to me, whichever team can get, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr. going or Aaron Judge, that's going to be the difference in this series. Which team can get their superstar going and carry them to the next round?
You know, I was just thinking the same thing, because this, we call it what you will, I'll call it a narrative. The Aaron Judge in the postseason narrative is getting a lot of play right now because, one, you're in New York, and two, because it's kind of true. But Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't really been holding up his end of the bargain. I mean, 3 strikeouts last night, 0 for 10 in his first 10 games, like you brought up earlier on. Just both of them are not helping their team right now at the plate. Right. And just imagine what a good night from Bobby Witt Jr. could mean for the Royals in Kauffman Stadium if Aaron Judge continues to struggle. That could be the edge that takes a close game to a resounding victory. And if that happens across an entire season, like, look out, because, I mean, when you have Garrett Hampson out there being one of the MVP candidates of game 2, that means these boys are doing some great, great work at the plate.
Jacob, what are you noticing from Bobby Witt Jr.? He's obviously a player that you expect at some point to turn things around. Same thing with Aaron Judge. We're talking about the two best players in the American League. It's usually just, if there's one thing that you can rely on with this offense, is that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit or two. He has gotten off to an incredibly slow start. Is that just baseball is happening? Or are you seeing something else?
The only thing that I'm seeing right now is, ever since he got that strikeout looking in game 1, he has been pressing. That is what his body language tells me through the screen. I'm not saying that I know Bobby Witt Jr. personally or anything like that. I'm not inside his head, but that is what his body language is telling me. Now, he is the MVP runner-up favorite for a reason. I do think that the scales will balance and he's going to have a very drastic swing back to that Bobby baseball form that we have expected, especially considering that back-to-back 0-for-5 performances is just so far outside of what we have grown to expect from him. This, I'm hopeful about him coming back to Kauffman, maybe getting into routine, maybe just the familiarity of home, but also the fans, all right? These guys have talked about how much they love and hear you fans in the stands. And, an electric Kauffman Stadium is going to bring out the best in any Royals ball player.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He does fantastic work for Kings of Kauffman. He joins us every week as we are getting you ready for games 3 and 4 of the ALDS at Kauffman Stadium. Jacob, maybe you can help me with something because I'm confused about something. You seem like a smart individual and you might have the answer. Can you tell me why Jazz Chisholm would piss off Royals fans? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, no one was thinking about you. Nobody was talking about you. Nobody was bothering you. And now you are going to get the loudest boos when you step up to the plate on Wednesday night. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, no. He's going to get that good old Robinson Cano treatment in Kauffman Stadium. You better believe that. Listen, it's not like the Royals were talking any smack. It just came unprompted. So, listen, if that's how he feels, that's how he feels. But we have seen what bulletin board material does for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's probably going to have the same dang effect on the Kansas City Royals. So, hey, power to him. And we saw how folks talking so much about how good Carlos Rodon was doing in game 2. They were all singing his praises after the first inning. Well, what happened after that? After all that, the Royals still won. So he can talk what he wants to, but it all only matters if they win and move on to the ALCS.
Jacob, we just talked about this. This show, only functions if I complain about something. I just had a small, teeny tiny complaint about games 1 and games 2. I'm not the only one that hears what Bob Costas. He doesn't have the fastball anymore, does he?
No, he does not.
No, it's obvious. You can hear it. Get Bob Costas off these calls.
Yeah, and I, that is, I wasn't singing his praises, right? But I was like, oh, it's Bob Costas, all right? Like, that's not a bad guy to have in the booth. I took it all back after the first inning of game two. I took it back immediately. I put on our guys, all right? I put on Jake. I put on Denny.
I had to.
And I had MLB Game Day pulled up on my computer because I just could not listen to Darling and Costas anymore. This is an absurdity, and it's a consensus issue, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was. I was starting to think that maybe I was the only one that was feeling that way. You know how, like, you don't want to say anything against the GOAT because everybody has the utmost respect for Bob Costas. Like, I think Bob Costas is one of the best people to do this. I just don't want to hear him call any more Royals games.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I'm not saying throw his career or his legacy in the trash or nothing like that. He just doesn't have the fastball anymore. Like you said, he doesn't have the fastball. He doesn't have the command, the control, nothing right now. Okay, get this man off the broadcast.
Jacob, it sounds like you agree from something you said earlier. I think you have to consider Kansas City the favorites now at this point. They certainly have the advantage. Maybe favorites is a little bit too strong of a term, but we had a stat earlier. If you look at series that are tied 1-1, and now we are heading to the road team. So for games 3 and games 4, those teams win almost 70%. They're winning 66% of those series. I think that could be enough. You said it perfectly. This is now a three-game series, and the Royals have two of the remaining three games at home. You get Lugo and you get Cole Reagans in two of those three games. Right now, I think you have to consider the Royals to be a slight favorite in this series.
Yeah, I would as well. If you go and put money on it, I would expect them to be the favorites right now to win the ALDS. And I think that really boils down to the starting pitching edge. Okay, I'm not saying the Yankees had it overall, but their two strongest starters had a 1-1 result against the Kansas City Royals. So that edge continues to stay with the Royals right now. Coming to Kauffman Stadium, you don't get that benefit of the short porch anymore. We'll see how that plays into things. I know it hurts the Royals too, but I think it helped the Yankees quite a bit against the Royals in this series. So I would put them down as the favorites if I was setting the book.
Jacob, as we get ready for Game 3, where do you see the Royals having the advantage tomorrow night? Where do you see the Yankees having the advantage tomorrow night?
Man, tomorrow night, number one, I mean, you got Seth Lugo versus Clark Schmidt. Okay, I've seen people pointing out that Clark Schmidt is a solid starter. I think he's a slightly below average starter who is going to get punished a little bit in his first postseason start in Kansas City. I think that is the clear edge. I also think that the Kansas City Royals will have a big fielding edge in Kauffman Stadium. You know, it is Aaron Judge is an incredible athlete, but can he cover the same amount of ground in massive Kauffman Stadium? I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to say that they have the advantage at the plate, especially when you look at Judge, Stanton, Austin Wells has been an absolute Royals killer this year. I don't want to say they have the edge at the plate. However, I do think that their play style at the plate has the edge. The we'll get extra bases, but we'll go gap to gap. And then every now and then we'll put one over the fence. So I don't know. Just you look at it on paper and you look at the history, and I don't see a spot right now where the Kansas City Royals have a clear deficit between them and the New York Yankees as the series enters Games 3.
Yeah, I'm looking at this divisional series as a whole, and every one of the series right now are tied at one apiece. Like, I came into this thinking there were some really good storylines. You got the Dodgers and the Padres, two teams that seem to hate each other. It feels like a complete coin flip in the Mets series against the Phillies. And in this one, this was supposed to be the David versus Goliath. I think we're looking at it where Tim Kirshen said this before the postseason, how wide open it was and there wasn't a favorite. Mm-hmm. That has seen itself play itself out in the first two games of all of these series.
It absolutely has. And, you know, this was the first season in who knows how long since we've had a 100-game winner. Okay, there are gaps in Major League Baseball. I mean, just look at the gap between the Dodgers and the White Sox, right? But the gaps in between the postseason teams are incredibly small right now. So there's no gimme series anymore, right? I think that's what the Baltimore Orioles fans were expecting when the Royals went into Camden Yards. Like, okay, we'll go catch the game in this weekend, maybe when the Orioles are facing off against whoever they play. I just don't see a gimme series right now, and the Kansas City Royals are holding up their end of the bargain in that.
That is our guy, Jacob Milham, joining us on the show. He does fantastic work with Kings of Kauffman. He is going to join us every week until baseball season is over. Jacob, great stuff, man. We appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thank you, C-Dot. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. That is Jacob Milham joining us on the show. Great stuff by him, getting you ready for Game 3 between the Royals and the Yankees. It is a little bit surprising, given the star power of the top two guys, whether it's Aaron Judge, who was going to win American League MVP, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr., who is probably going to finish second in the MVP. This series, both teams have gotten almost nothing from those individuals. Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't have a hit. Aaron Judge just has one hit in this series. Neither one of them has driven in a run. Neither one of them has been a factor. I know this is usually a football thing that we say or a basketball thing that we say, Rob, but it does kind of feel like whichever team can get their superstar going and have a big hit, a big home run, a big momentum shifting play, it does feel like that's going to be the thing that tilts it in either team's favor. We talked about this a lot heading into it, giving yourself a puncher's chance. The Royals' chance was with Cole Reagans on the mound. They got a chance where they have the clear pitching advantage tomorrow with Seth Lugo going on the mound against a guy who is making his first career start. You just heard from Milham. He thinks he's a below average starter in Major League Baseball, and if this series ends up going back to New York, which I find it hard to believe that either team are going to sweep the next 2 days, whether it's the Royals or the Yankees, these two teams just feel very even to me. I don't know if the Royals are going to win three straight games against the Yankees. I also don't think the Yankees are coming into Kansas City and winning both of those games either. This feels to me like a series that is going to go five. If you're going to tell me that it is a one-game scenario to advance to the American League Championship Series and Cole Reagans is going in there, knowing how this Yankees team has struggled against left-handed starters, I think you take that opportunity.
The saying in baseball is momentum is only as good as your next day's starter. Jacob Milham said it perfectly. This is now a best-of-three series.
Yeah.
Who can win two of three? You take Cole Reagans in Game 5 against Carlos Rodon again, or maybe they, you know, try someone new if they're the Yankees, but you take Cole Reagans, especially considering I could easily make the argument on the show today, Carrington, that Reagans wasn't tip-top last night and still was very good. You would then take the guy that we were talking about at the All-Star break of, hey, why isn't he getting Cy Young consideration and Seth Lugo? You absolutely take those two guys as the starting pitcher advantage. You probably lose the pitcher advantage in the Garrett Cole game, but in a best-of-three series, when your starter's better in two of the games, you have to feel a level of confidence. And then I was unaware of this because there's a lot more names in the Yankees lineup than Royals lineup, but that lineup seems very dependent on Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge flailing around has made their offense go from, oh, it's scary, something me, you, Vern, Sean Marash, everyone talked about on the show, hey, the Yankee lineup is deep. The Yankee lineup has depth. Hey, the Yankee lineup has this, that, and the other. Well, with Aaron Judge just doing a whole lot of flailing up there, their lineup doesn't look as scary. Giancarlo Stanton can't run. Gleyber Torres is just okay, especially just Soto right now that you fear. And if you can get Bobby Witt going and you have the pitching advantage, you have to feel supremely confident you could make it to the ALCS.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the gambling markets, the Royals, I think they're plus 135 to win the series. You also can get them at plus money tomorrow to win the game. I'm taking the Royals tomorrow plus money just because you're going to give me the team that has the pitching advantage at home. I think you got to roll with that scenario if you're someone that likes to gamble on these games. All right, Rob, I believe that I have come up with the perfect Royals prices right. Now, we're probably not going to play how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be a lot of people. We're going to play a slightly different version. I'm not going to tell you, but I do want to give you a chance to win a pizza. 913-586-7965. This will be your only chance to win a pizza outside of listening at 2 o'clock. So if you want to play Royals prices right, Call Rob up right now, 913-586-7965. We'll play a quick game of Royals Price is Right. We got Mitch Holtz is coming up at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. We're bouncing back and forth between Chiefs and Royals, basically for the rest of the month. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, Rob, we're going to play a different version of Royals Price is Right. As you would imagine, tomorrow's game is sold out. You can't just call the Royals and buy two tickets. You're going to have to go to the secondary market. Rob, I went to StubHub, and I priced two tickets. Our guests are going to have to tell us how much they believe those tickets cost. You guys know Price is Right. Rules closer to the number without going over. If you win, we will give you a pizza that you can eat to watch the Royals from the house. You guys thought we was going to give you the tickets. Come on now. No, we're going to give you the pizza so you can watch the Royals from home. The tickets that I priced on StubHub. You can go on StubHub right now and get these. They are in section 208. They are in row HH. So is in Harrison. Horse. HH. Section 208. Row HH. How much do you think a pair of tickets cost, max? All right, I've given you all the details. Two tickets. This is in the Outfield Plaza, section 208, row HH. How much do those tickets cost?
Are we talking with fees or without fees?
No fees.
No fees.
No fees.
I'm going to say $264.
Each?
Each.
Okay, all right, $264 each. All right, I got you. All right, Eric. Hold on. Let me put you on hold here. All right, Eric. How much does a ticket cost for tomorrow's game in section 208?
I think the pair is going to cost $600.
All right, $600 for the pair. Rob, do the math for Max for me so I can have the pair for the number. All right, I just want to make sure. I don't want to cheat nobody here on their pizza. I want to make sure you get your pizza.
$528.
All right, $528. All right, $528. All right, Aaron. A pair of tickets in 208. Let's say you want to go to the game tomorrow. You want to take your lady out there. You want to take your little one out there to watch the game. How much is this pair of tickets going to cost you?
Well, first, I will be out there selling beer. So anyone out there, come out and find me.
All right, let's do it.
I'll get you a beer. I'm going to say $269 a ticket.
All right, $269 a ticket. Rob, go ahead and get that down for me here. Go ahead and do the math. I can't do all of it one time.
$538.
All right, last one here. Luke, you were the last one to guess this. You got to be a big baller to afford these tickets. This is not for the faint of heart, tomorrow's Royals game. How much does it cost to sit in the outfield at Yankees-Royals game 3?
I'd say $539.
All right, Rob, go ahead and fade the music down a little bit for me. Appreciate you, Luke. These tickets right now on StubHub, if you would like to order them, they are $270 a ticket. That's good for $540. Luke is the winner. $539, the $1. It worked for him. You paying that, Rob, to go to the game tomorrow?
Basically giving them away.
You paying that? You paying $270 tomorrow?
No, I preferred when the city did not go to games because the pricing was better.
that was my. This goes to show you the difference in the postseason. That ticket, you could have got that ticket for $15 a couple of weeks ago. No, not no more. No, it's $270 now. Go ahead out there and pay it.
I was at that Friday Night Twins game where Vern calls the lowest Friday Night attendance of the season. That was a great time to just kind of walk around. Yeah. Now you people that told me on the text line in April that can't sustain it. You're paying $540? Okay.
$540 to be out there at the game tomorrow. So I'm going to tell you guys the truth. This is 100% the true story. Rob, you can verify this. Give Lucas pizza, too. Can tell him congratulations on winning the pizza. So the Royals, they called me during the end of the season. Like, oh, hey, we know you got playoff tickets before. We want to take care of you. I balked. I hesitated. I didn't believe in the Royals. They were like, oh, we'll get you a good price. We'll get you where you want to sit. I was, no, I'm okay. Because I'm just thinking, I didn't want them to just have my money for a while, and then they got to refund it. It just, it felt like it was doing a lot. It really did. It felt like it was doing a lot. So I was like, ah, you know what, man? Why don't I just wait to see if they make the postseason and then if they're hosting games at home, and I'll call my guy back. So they then win the Orioles series. I call him back, and he was like, oh, you know, we only got scattered singles, and then we got the Blue Moon party porch. Like, well, how much is that? I'm just kind of curious. Man told me $450. I almost hung up the phone on him. That felt like he was being real disrespectful. Like, you'd think I was about to pay that to go to a game. Then he called me back. I was like, oh, hey, Carrington, we got some for you if you want to go. We got some standing rooms. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I mean, how much is the standing room? Robbie told me the standing rooms for tomorrow were $150. Not even have a seat. I just got to go sit in the outfield experience next to the Ferris wheel, next to the little carousel to watch the game. I'm going to be at home listening to Bob Costas tomorrow. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at home, home.com, watching the game. You going to the game tomorrow, Rob? You going to the game?
No, I'll be watching from home. I probably will mute Bob Costas and be listening to Jake, Denny, and Ryan because I can't deal with Costas, but I am not paying my mortgage payment to watch the Royals in Game 3.
Someone on the text line says my old man is a season ticket holder. He paid less than 100 tickets. No, they tried to offer me. That's the deal they offered me when they were in the middle of a 7-game losing streak, and I didn't buy them. And now I'm regretting it. I regret my decision. Now I got to figure out some finesse. You know it's bad, Rob. You know it's bad when my ticket fairy can't even come through for me. Ticket fairies never let me down. Now ticket fairy's like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm what's going on right now? I'm going to be watching the game at home. Sad. Heartbroken. I don't want to be in the press box. You can't cheer. Everybody's mean up there. No one's smiling. No one's having a good time. That doesn't sound like a way to go enjoy a baseball game. I want to be out there with the people. I will be with the people at the other place. That's where I'm going to be watching the game from the other place. That's where I'm going to be watching it. We got Mitch Holtis coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit of Kansas City Chiefs here. I was at the stadium during the home run derby. It's kind of hard to explain this to somebody who didn't get the opportunity to be at the home run derby. Before the Royals run in 2014, the most fun I ever had at Kauffman Stadium was booing Robinson Cano. I think tomorrow could be a Robinson Cano-like situation with Jazz Chisholm.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Okay, all right. They just got lucky. I just don't know why you would do that. I'm serious. No one was worried about Jazz Chisholm. He was able to fly in under the radar. He's a good player. Hits 270, a little bit of speed, some versatility. Jazz Chisholm is great. I just don't know why you would upset a group of people that you know it's a great fan base. You know people are going to – they haven't had a home playoff game in almost a decade, and you're just going to – you're just going to anger those people? You're just going to make those people all upset tomorrow? Like that first AB, when he steps into the box, oh, brother, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad.
Also, I mean, I admit this is applying other sport logic to baseball. Do you remember when Carlos Rodon for 2 innings was sticking his tongue out and dancing around having a good time? Boy, that ended quick. Why would you antagonize that fan base and antagonize that group? If me and you have heard that comment, you know who definitely heard it? The Royals clubhouse.
Yeah, it's just, and to me, it's not even about just making the Royals mad. Like, I don't think you need more motivation. It's about making the fan base mad and drawing heat on you when you don't need to know. It doesn't make sense. You could have just came in here, just been, hey, you didn't have to put the heat on you. But I mean, we've seen enough videos of Kansas City's fan base. You're not going to have the referee to tell the crowd at Arrowhead, hey, can you guys stop making less noise? You know what that makes them do? Make even more noise. Now you're going to come into the Lions den and you're going to upset the Royals. It's not smart. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't get why Jazz Chisholm would do that to himself. It just Seems like there were maybe better ways to go about it. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined in studio by Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 5-0 heading into the bye week. We'll catch up with Mitch Holthus to see what he thinks about the Chiefs. They had I think it was their best win of the season yesterday against the New Orleans Saints. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.